Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Trey Johnson is a Washington Wizard at number 6. The board fell exactly how I wanted it to. Now, the only thing that would have been more effective for the Wizards is if Ace Bailey was also there, because then the grown-ups in the room, Will Dawkins and company, would have been able to choose between the two really ideal options for them, probably from a skill standpoint, and in my opinion, two of the best scorers in this class when it's all said and done. And I just think that your chances of not only getting it right but hitting a home run probably go up. When you get to choose between the two, we would know. Do they really want Ace Bailey or do they really want Trey Johnson? That would have just
We would have found some stuff out there.
Exactly. Yeah. Better scenario. The fact that only one was available, I think, made it probably pretty easy. And now we'll never know. Would they have taken Bailey over Johnson? I mean, wouldn't it have been interesting if they were both there and they still went Trey Johnson? You'd know how much they love the kid. But I want scores. Mike Singletary once said, I want winners. I want winners. Well, I want scorers. I want people that can take you off the dribble, that can hit set shots, that can create their own offense. And the Wizards got themselves a guy who, as a freshman in the best conference in America, averaged 20 points a game. It's hard to go wrong when you get someone who can get you a bucket. And they did last night at number 6 overall with Trey Johnson.
With the 6th pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Washington Wizards select Trey Johnson from the University of Texas.
Fist pumped in the house. Now, he was wearing a horrific outfit. White socks up to his knees that were very puffy and, like, scrunched up.
I'm going to look right past that.
Black shoes, shorts with his suit.
Yeah.
Right away, I thought, oh, boy, this is my guy? This is the one? This is who I'm standing on the table for the last week? It's okay. He can hoop. He can score buckets. I'm going to be okay with the socks and the
shoes.
He's
half your age. It's got more and more it's going to happen as you get older.
That is a really good point. Literally, what is he, 19?
Yeah.
We're 1 year away from these guys being half my age.
Yeah. It's a rude awakening when it happens. Okay. Quick rant. I'm surprised they got the audio of that. They got back from commercial in time. At some point, please acknowledge the basketball team that's in your league is in your league. Just make something up. Give me 30 seconds. Even if it's Stephen A. shouting about they're building a nice young core there or they're in the stockpiling assets game. Say something about the basketball team. Just pretend. It's good for the league. We just saw the playoffs happen where two teams that had never done it before got a chance to do it.
Still waiting on our first take on the construction of the current Wizards roster.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Malika Andrews was the host last night. Occasionally, as a host, you and I do that on the radio here, our producer will get in our ear and tell us something. So, like, right before we played that clip, Darius got in my ear, and he said,
"Hey, I got the audio of last night's pick."
And then I knew, okay, we're ready to play the audio. Here's what it sounded like last night every time the Wizards were on the clock.
Malika, the Wizards are on the clock here, so let's get to a quick break, and we'll come back and announce the pick, and then we'll move on with the rest of our show. Hey, Malika, remember, the Wizards are on the clock here, so let's make sure we take a quick break. Hey, Malika, I know it says the Jazz, but this is actually the Wizards' pick, so let's make sure, even though the Jazz are on the clock, that we take a break and don't talk about the Wizards.
Three separate times a Wizards-affiliated thing happened. Three separate times they went to commercial. I'm sorry to the network execs that the Knicks weren't in it so they could opine before, after, during, 10 times after the fact that a franchise that hadn't been relevant in decades finally was this year, by the way. Congrats to everybody involved. So they could wax poetic about LeBron's hairline or whatever the hell's going on in LA. Just at some point. I understand I'm not a marquee franchise. I get it. I haven't deserved it. No 50-win seasons in my lifetime. It's been 45 years since they won 50 games. I get it, man. I get it. Just a little bit. Just
how long
a little
ago was 1978?
Plenty of time.
The last championship?
Yeah.
Look at some of those highlights, those grainy highlights with the 1970s parade and
high
celebration.
Shorts, a lot of three-man weave, a lot of set shots. All good, man. Totally fine. I get we haven't done much to deserve a lot of credit. They're working on it. I actually believe in this front office. But damn it if that's not frustrating. Beyond that, it's ridiculous, if I can be frank. Again, I'm not asking for more airtime than the champions. I want Oklahoma City to get their flowers. They deserve it. They're built well. A couple years ago, though, they were us. They're winning 20-some games. They sucked. Show me a comparison. Dawkins came from this front office. Look at what they're doing. It's kind of similar to OKC did. Now, where's their SGA trade? Great question, Stephen A. Let's go to a guy that made a million trades right over here at the front office executive. Whatever. Just so easy to do, and they have no interest in doing it. At a certain point, it's partly their fault why nobody considers us a serious destination. Back to the pick itself. Thrilled with this. This kid is here to score on your ass. Great shooter. Right now, catch and shoot. Yes. Off the dribble, pretty good. Probably 7.5, 8 out of 10 in that range. 9 out of 10 as a catch and shoot
guy. He'll get better.
I don't see him as an around-the-rim finisher yet. I think he will be. I think there's too much arm length. I think there's too much grit in the kid. I think he loves scoring on people. He gets his shot off against anyone and everyone every time, always. It's floaters, it's off angles, it's off rhythm, it's in between stuff, it's that herky-jerky. He can score on anyone. He'll get stronger. I believe he better finish around the rim. I think as he gets into the league a little bit and has the ball in his hands, I think he'll grow as a playmaker. I could see initiating offense through him. I could see him in pick and roll, pick and pop situations. I could see him averaging 4.5, 5 assists a game as he kind of goes through his career. You know what he reminds me of? Devin Booker. That's the kind of scorer I think he is. I think right now he walks onto a bad team, is going to score 18 to 20 points per game, and I think it's going to grow from there. This kid is good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the number one comp that everybody throws on him. I've also heard Donovan Mitchell. But Devin Booker, Trey Johnson, that's kind of any comparison on any site that is getting thrown on him for upside, that's what it looks like. He's going to be able to score in the NBA where they don't play defense. I think he's going to score a lot. And now your backcourt moving forward is your developmental point guard, Bub Carrington, who with Jordan Poole traded to New Orleans is going to get a lot of minutes at the one, and a two who can get his shot up. So this is exciting and this is fun, and I'm jacked up to watch him play and maybe even get out to a couple of games this year to see him go get baskets, because I think he's going to be able to do that. They had the 18th pick as well, and in the same way that last year while getting Sarr at two was a big deal, the draft kind of revolved around what they did after that. When they went up to get Bub Carrington, and this has kind of been the philosophy, they went up to get Koulibaly. We thought maybe they would package some of their billions of assets together and come up the board a little bit. from 18 to get a guy they really liked, and they actually ended up doing the opposite. The board didn't fall maybe in a way that they loved, so at 18 with a couple of players that were intriguing, they weren't smitten, and they moved back three spots. They got a pick tonight, and they got two future second-round picks. Mm-hmm. So they are now up to, I believe it's more than 15. It might be 16 second-round picks over the next 7 years that they have. And second-round picks almost rarely, as the player chosen, end up being a star. Everyone will point to Nikola Jokic, who got drafted during a Taco Bell commercial in round two, and some other names like that. That it does happen. Gilbert Arenas or some other guys. But what mostly happens is those picks are assets that you package together in trades. So when they want to go get their superstar in a year or two, you can throw six number twos into that deal or whatever. And those assets for that team have value because then they have that to use on the trade they want to eventually do. So they pick up three picks, go back three spots, and then they take Will Riley out of Illinois. And we'll talk to his head basketball coach this past year in college, Brad Underwood, coming up in 45 minutes at 3 o'clock. But you know, Riley is a wing. He's a bit of a slasher. He came on as an offensive player last year. And there'll be a debate as to should they have taken someone else. I don't know anything. The guy that I liked there was Osnowell. Mm-hmm. There were other options, right? I just like when I watched literally basically the Eric Bickle draft breakdown. When I'm like watching these guys and reading about them, you kind of fall for different players. And he was the guy on the clock there that I liked. They know a lot more. I will defer to them. It wasn't a guard, which is the one thing maybe at that point that wouldn't have made sense. So they go get a wing where they got a bunch of bodies as well. And they'll have to work him into the fold. But overall, last night, if they were going to come out of the evening with Trey Johnson, I was going to love it. And if they were going to come out of the evening with Ace Bailey, who got picked one pick before them, I would have liked it. Anything else at six might have been disappointing.
Yep.
I'm elated by last night. Really, it almost doesn't matter what they did. The pick at 21, moving back and getting assets, that's got them written all over it. And hopefully they're right about Riley like they were on Bilal and some of these other guys. I'll take their word for it. Can't argue with him over the pick. I don't know enough. But the Trey Johnson pick to me is a victory for this fan base.
Yeah, that should be the takeaway. I was left with a whelmed taste in my mouth at the end of the evening with the Riley selection. Only started seven or eight games, I think, for Illinois down the stretch. Played better as you went. But this is their type. If you got a box of checklists, right? Or a checklist box, and you start checking off things. Are you tall for a wing position? Are you long for a wing position? Are you athletic? Yes. Do you have a decent motor? Yes. All of a sudden, it becomes somebody that they're into. This is a little bit more of a project, I think, which is fine, just given their timetable. But I think there are guys that could have come in and played well right away. And again, I saw him a handful of times at Illinois. I like this teammate a lot better than went to Miami a couple picks before, Yakushonis, who I think is kind of perfectly settled for this modern-day NBA.
It's probably why he went before that. Yeah, a lot of people probably liked him.
And the
more.
Heat went, oh, thank you for not taking him. And they, you know, sprinted to the podium to do so. So there are a couple guys there that I liked better as players, but you said it very well. This front office has earned my trust. They know more than I do.
Especially in the draft.
Yeah.
Like, whether this works or not, the process that we're undergoing here, mm-hmm. this tank, this rebuild, whatever. And people still take issue with it. I'm arguing with people last night during the draft on social media. My point is, you did it your way for a long time. What did it get you?
Yeah.
You want to not do this? You want to do it the other way? I wonder if they could win that way. It's only been 50 years of trying.
I got a pretty good sample that says no. I mean, for example, Walter Clayton Jr., who they quote-unquote took at 18. We still have to do that illusion, by the way.
Whatever, well, that's the worst thing about this draft.
Yeah, whatever rule.
What a dumb thing. Why is that a thing? The broadcasters can't keep it straight. I mean, poor Malik Andrews and that crew are like, whose pick is this? Where does this guy go? Then they wear the hat that they'll never be on that team. That makes no sense. Then the graphic behind them is the Utah Jazz as they're walking out on the stage, even though we all know it's the Wizards, and Shams has already told us that this is the Wizards' pick. Why do they keep the charade going?
I don't know.
Every other sport is like, hey, the pick just got traded. Not them. They're trading the rights, but not the pick. It's ridiculous.
It is stupid. And to me, it's an easy fix. There's just, all it is a calendar question about the CBA and when you can announce trades and when they can actually officially be consummated. Fix that immediately so you don't have to do that weird charade.
But correct me if I'm wrong, though. And maybe your date referenced is in the next 48 hours or something. Like, they do a press conference with the media right afterwards. I mean, Will Riley got on a conference call with the Wizards media 10 minutes after.
Yeah, so everybody knows, Wizard. But you can't say it's
official.
So there's
official. No CBA thing. There's no date.
It's July something where a trade can officially be consummated.
Okay, but in the NFL where you don't become an official commander until the start of the new league year, that conference call happens after the new league year. So you could trade for a guy in February, and then he'll meet with the media, and everyone has to pretend until then, even the team on the record, they can't say that they've added this guy. That's not what happens in the NBA.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.